what's my life? I'll have to be cleaning windows. Take my time. I'll see you when my love grows.
You see what Gary does?
Yeah.
On the commercial breaks.
Well, the last one was The Doors. So yeah, I got picked up on that.
That's right. He finds music to fit the topic. I don't know. His library is absolutely incredible. Somebody asked me the other day, Rosie, since the accident, how's your memory? I said, well, it's still a full Rolodex, just some of the cards are blank. Today is the 2-year anniversary of my accident. So,
oh, it's incredible.
It is. I was just making a Facebook post. That's why I missed the cue earlier. But I just wanted to thank all the people, all your listeners who sent so many cards. We spent the time this week to look through the boxes cards.
We did.
Pretty touching. Very thankful. Thank you guys all for the support.
I'd be lying if I told you there wasn't a tear in my eye going through that box of cards. I'll tell you that. Thank you all very much. And I want y'all to know, Adam asked me when he showed up this morning, Rosie, how are you? I'm great, y'all. I am pain-free, and I'm 100% drug-free. And for that, I am so grateful.
He's going to run his first 5K next week.
I did get about 14 miles done yesterday, and I am going to do the rim-to-rim-to-rim on Memorial Day of 2021. Let's get back to Eileen, who's got a home with the Pella sliding glass walls. And she had a question for our guest today, Adam Homer, of Pella. And so you heard the question.
Mm-hmm.
The screens on the inside of the unit. You want to explain that
yeah,
first?
Yeah, let's tackle that first. So, and she's not the first person to ask why our screens are on the inside.
Because
if you look around your house or at any of our competitors, most everybody's are on the outside. And the reason why we put them on the inside, one, it's performance. For everything with Pella, it's all about engineering and performance. And by putting them on the inside of the house, that allows the exterior sliding panel to be on the outside of the frame. So that when the wind, I mean, just think about it, it's common sense. When the wind and rain is blowing at your door, it's pushing it tighter against the frame. With what most of our competitors do is that panel's on the inside of the house, so the more that the wind and rain blows at it, the more that it can press it open and it can allow wind, rain, dust, whatever to come inside. So again, panel's on the outside. We have to now put the screen on the inside of the house, which I like personally because the screen's not getting dirty from the dust and the weather and things. And it's going to have some household dust, which is why she probably wants to clean. And if you have pets and things, it can get more dirty. But that's why we do it. And also the other thing too, it's beauty. I mean, having the screens on the outside, it clutters things up. It looks messy. Especially when the screens get dirty, it's impossible to keep them clean in Arizona. So having them on the inside, you don't have to worry about any of that.
All right. So her question is on this unit. How does she service that screen? Miss Eileen, what's your objective? Are you trying to clean the track? Are you trying to clean the screen material itself? What are we trying to get done?
Well, I usually have my windows washed a few times a year, and I don't know how to get this out. You know, they usually take them and lay them down outside and clean them really good.
Oh, good.
And the other thing is I have a little dog that jumps up on the screen and when it's time to go out, and the screen is torn at the bottom, so I have to get it out to take it to get it fixed.
Okay,
Adam, talk her through this.
Sure. So if it's the screen that I'm thinking it is, you probably have a wood-clad door. Is that right? Is it wood on the inside?
No, it's metal.
How old is the home?
It's the windows. These are 2 years old.
Oh, okay.
And the outside is metal, and the inside is wood. Or no?
No, I think my dog's going to run out. No, it's all metal.
I'm thinking it's the impervious.
It's all metal.
Oh, okay. Well, it might be our fiberglass. We don't make a metal product on the inside.
Maybe it's fiberglass. It's not wood.
Okay. So, yeah. So what you need to do, there is a plastic tab that runs the full length of the at the bottom of the screen. And you have to take your hands on both sides of the screen door and you pull it out. And you probably might need to pull as hard as you can because it's in there pretty tight. And that will pop out of the track because all that does is just keeps the screen in line so it can slide back and forth. But it's actually attached at the top. It's kind of like a barn door. There's a track up there with two Phillips screws on each side. So you get a Phillips screwdriver. You release both of those screws. You just back the screws out. They're pretty long screws, so you just keep turning and turning and turning, and you'll see the screen start to drop down, and it's at a certain point it'll release, and then the whole screen just comes out, and then you can take it outside and wash it or repair it or whatever it is you need to do.
And I tell you what, Miss Eileen, because I want you to be my best friend, and because I'm best friends with Pella, we're going to give your name and phone number to Pella, and they're going to come out and do this for you, and I've arranged to do it at a best friend rate of free. So you're going to see professionals disassemble it, and then you can decide if you ever want to try and tackle it in the future yourself. Is that a good deal?
That would be wonderful.
Okay. All right. Miss Eileen, I've got, by the miracle of technology, I have captured your phone number. May I just give this phone number to Adam and have him call you and make an arrangement for the service department to show up?
Yes, that would be great. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, we appreciate you listening to Rosie on the House, and we appreciate you giving us a call this morning. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Miss
Love
Jennifer.
Your program.
Oh, thank you. And Miss Jennifer, we'll save that phone number. Adam, you'll call Miss Eileen. We'll get that scheduled and taken care of.
All right.
I wanted to go into trends, and I'm pretty sure what Miss Eileen has there is that Impervia product. And it can be mistaken for metal because it's fiberglass, but it's not bendable, pliable,
no.
Sissy fiberglass.
No, it's kind of like a lightweight steel, as I like to refer to it. It's really heavy duty, and it comes in dark colors, so she might have thought that it's metal, yeah.
And in my neighborhood, we have a lot of teardowns going on. I've just been, all the homes are 60 years old, and a lot of them, backhoe showed up Wednesday. The house is gone.
Oh,
I mean, it's been destroyed, packed up, and hauled away. And that's happening in our neighborhood quite a bit. And I'm proud as a papa when I walk through that neighborhood and see four of these homes completely rebuilt, and they're completely Pella packaged.
And these aren't projects you're working on.
No, these aren't my projects. No, I wish
that's
they
awesome.
Were.
That's great.
I wish they were. You see that big yellow balloon sticker on the windows.
Yeah.
That's a builder that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, the Pella bullseyes, we like to call it.
Pella bullseye.
Yeah.
I've been teasing, we talk about trends, so eventually I always get to what we tease about eventually. But every one of those teardowns, Pella packages in our neighborhood, went with the black Impervia product.
Yeah, very. I mean, it's
black is in, baby.
I don't even know if popular is the right word anymore, because every package we're selling, new construction, mainly new construction, but same as some of the remodels too, they're black. Black inside, black outside. It's probably been going on now for 2-3 years, and up until probably 5 years ago, we didn't even have a black offering, and people started asking. We're like, well, we have dark brown. Well, that's not what they want. They want black. And so, of course, Pella got on the wagon, and we now have black in all of our product lines.
If you're wondering what that looks like, we have our blog up on rosieonthehouse.com under blog for this week. Also, if you have the newsletter, you received it in your email. But what's really beautiful about that black is it's like a frame. There are pictures looking out onto mountains and different, just looking out into your yard, and it's just like you have framed
an art frame.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. Really, really like it.
Yeah, well, and it's in the article. We'll talk about this too if you go through and read it. But it talks about it. It became popular back in I don't even know if it was popular or just it was necessity. The steel windows people were putting in factories. You got a white factory building. Back in the turn of the century, late 1800s, early 1900s. And they put in these black steel windows. Well, at some point, that went away, and they changed to, different colors and styles and aluminum and whatever. But now people kind of want that historic sort of look, even if it's especially if it's on a new modern home.
Oh, man.
All the contemporary stuff that's going up, it's black. And that's really, we also have like a dark gray and some other really dark colors, espresso and things like that. But the black is by far the most popular that we sell.
Well, fantastic. It is a very, very clean, handsome look, that's mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, it is. And if you, you know, for those of you that are on Instagram and different, you know, social media sites, Pinterest and all that, I mean, that's all you see. And it's actually, here's the funny thing, it's the most searched Google word that we track. Like every month we look at
really?
What's the most popular search words
yes.
for windows and doors, and it's black windows, black Pella windows, black doors. It's crazy how popular it is.
That's wild.
Yeah.
We were talking a little bit earlier about Jennifer and I and Romy being invited back to Pella, Iowa, and touring the factory. Gary, you'll love this. I remember a lot of things about the tour, the organization, the Kaizen environment throughout the entire factory, the yard, the parking lot. I mean, everything was just so immaculate. But, baby, when I got to pull the trigger on that 2x4 bazooka, that was the most fun of all.
It's the most. Everybody loves that.
Their testing laboratory has you fire a 6-foot-long 2x4 at their windows. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's this giant air cannon. And I think it comes out at, like, I don't know, 60 miles an hour or something. It does some damage.
Oh, gosh. All right. We've got another call. Let's see if we can bring in Don, who's calling. We'll sneak in a call here before the break. Don, welcome to Rosie on the House. What's your question, my friend?
Well, I've got a 20-year-old house with an SRP Energy Star, but it's time to change the windows out. I've done a lot, including adding spray foam insulation to the attic.
Okay.
But I think to fine-tune it, to dial it in, I want to change the windows out. And I've done some research. I just want to know, and I trust your opinion. I've worked with you before. I just want to know what you think and how these Pella windows stack up against some of the other major brand windows out there.
Okay, well, Adam, hold your tongue.
Yeah, I'll try.
Because he's asking me how I
sure.
think
yeah, I'm biased,
they
so
stack up.
I get it.
So, Don, I can tell you this. In 50 years, I've attended probably 40 national home shows. And one of the things that I constantly explore are anything that has to do with the outside envelope of a house, because I think that's the critical component of a house. So I have spent hundreds of hours at these other window manufacturers. And there are good products out there. I don't want to tell you there aren't other good competitive products. But I'm going to tell you, as a contractor who's been installing windows for 50 years, no one holds a candle when I have the least little bit of question about some window or product or warranty issue. I never have to wait for a return phone call. Their service and their backup factory support is the reason I don't put another brand window in any job that I possibly can put. That's my opinion of Pella. And when you start looking in their showroom and talk to them about the glazing packages that's available, and again, you've got the SRP Energy Star Home, you'd be crazy to spend a penny on windows without at least getting a good hard look at these impervious products. Mm-hmm. And if your budget allows it, you'd be crazy not to go wood clad. Okay, Adam, I've said my piece. Now it's your turn.
Well, yeah, there's so many different things to talk about when you're looking at windows and doors. But the thing that I always bring it back to is the installation and the service that we provide. The product speaks for itself. And again, I could go on for days talking about why it's better. But when it comes down to the service technicians and the installers that are going to be a part of your project, to use your words, nobody holds a candle to those guys. We've got a few service techs that have been working for Pella for over 30 years. If you can believe that. They're not retired yet. They still work for us right out of our Gilbert facility. And these guys, they know everything inside and out about our product, and they'll take great care of you. And again, I've also said that you could put the worst window on the market and install it you know, install it right, it's going to perform okay. You can take one of our windows, you know, the best on the market, and do an improper installation, and it's going to be garbage because it's going to leak and it's going to cause you problems down the road. But you know, you match those two together, best installation and the best product, you can't beat it.
Don, I hope that answers your question. At least encourages you to get to one of the Pella showrooms and just sit down and get yourself a Pella window education. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And we do work together. Now, I recognize the company name, he's one of our favorite drywallers at Rosie Wright Remodeling. He does a great job. Sawara Drywall.